啊，算了，然后也，等个。
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، ما بعد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His endless bounties and blessings, that from His fadl and karam, from the grace and the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He allowed us, mashallah, to come to the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He allowed us to come here to listen to one of the beautiful stories of the Prophet alayhi wasalam. And it's really in my heart, and I want it to also be in your heart, inshallah, that when you فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِي, when you implement that which the Prophets have done in your own life, you'll see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you hidayah, will give you guidance. And when you get hidayah and guidance from Allah ta'ala, there's no dalal, there's no misguidance, there's nothing you have to worry about after you get the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when we hear these stories, inshallah, it brings this motivation in our hearts that we can, inshallah, become people who are guided through the Prophet alayhi wasalam. So we left off the last part, because this part is very, very interesting. I really want to get started. Oh, second. And the Mubarak blessed story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. The blessed story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, we see the ups and downs of a person's life, the roller coaster that a person's life goes through. Right now, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he's inside the jail. And while he's in the jail, you see him, although he's been through such hardships in life that people could never even imagine for their own selves. He had went through becoming a slave, at that time being a child, at that time being almost seduced by the wife of the minister, the Aziz of Misr, right? And the Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was accused wrongly and he was placed in jail by a false accusation. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, in anyone's heart, it would have become the normal that we would have said that life is so difficult, life is so hard, life is so bitter, and so we become bitter ourselves. But Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he understands that if Allah put me here, He put me here for a reason. That's why immediately Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he takes advantage of the situation and he starts giving da'wah ila Allah. His understanding is, hey children, in the back. I'm already tired as it is. I'm not going to be able to do this if they're talking. Sit down. Come closer, come closer. You guys will learn something too, inshallah. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, in the depths of the jail where no one can see him and he's just with these prisoners here, he knows Allah Ta'ala is watching him and he knows he's there for a reason. So he starts to give da'wah to them. They come to him and asking about their dreams. And Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam takes that opportunity that when they need a favor from him, he gives them the most beautiful favor, which is the da'wah of Islam. And I want everyone to keep this in mind, inshallah. Living in America, you have something which is wajib on you. Something which is required of you. That living in this country of non-Muslims, you're supposed to give them the da'wah of Islam to them. And this is the thing. When you find, mashallah, a non-Muslim who asks you for help, then inshallah, give them that opportunity. Give them the chance to get the Islam into their lives. Maybe we're not good at talking or speaking. Trust me. No one's the best here. No one's perfect at this, right? Only Allah gives hidayah anyways. My thing is that inshallah, there are many pamphlets nowadays, many different books a person can give. Say that my beautiful brother or sister, obviously for you brothers, only brothers, okay? Like for you all, inshallah, you tell them very nicely, very beautifully, that I have a wonderful gift for you. And I would like you to think about and explore, where are we going? Where do we come from? Right? What is the end? What is the end of humanity? What is the end of insan? Right? What is going to happen after we go? Right? You want to ask these questions to them. And then give them this type of opportunity, inshallah, these pamphlets, etc., to give this da'wah. I'm telling you, it's such a shame that in this country, where all of our neighbors are non-Muslim, we haven't even once opened our mouth to ask them about Islam yet. Right? What would they say on Qiyamah against us, brothers and elders in Islam? They'll say that, ya Allah, I had a Muslim neighbor, never once did he invite me to this da'wah, this beautiful Islam that you had. And subhanAllah, many people's lives are saved through this Islam. And what you need to tell them is what Islam really is, the worship of one Allah. Yusuf alayhi salam, that's what he focused on. He said, my brothers in the jail, ya sahibi, my two beloved friends. He says to them so beautifully, he says, look, are many gods good or one Allah is good? And that's all he gives the da'wah to. Very simple, mashallah, very smooth, very nice. And mashallah, the Mufassirin mentioned that these boys, they were so inspired by Yusuf alayhi salam's words. The one that was going to die by the crucifixion on the next day, he accepts Islam, mashallah ta'ala. You know, this is the beauty of a person giving da'wah. And so I want everyone, inshallah, to make that fikr in their heart. How can I take this word to someone else? Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, at the end of this though, he mentions one thing to the one that will be saved. Remember, there were two dreams. One was the dream of the person who saw birds eating from the top of his head. And the other one was the person who saw him feeding wine to, or squeezing wine out of grapes. And he saw him doing that. And so Yusuf interpreted the first one will be the one to be crucified, and the second one, he will live and he will become the saqi, the wine bearer, the cup bearer of the king. And so Yusuf alayhi salam says to him, Uthkudni inda rabbik, mention me by your Lord, mention me by your master when you leave this place. Fa'ansahu shaytan. Ultimately, and this is the thing we need to remember, no matter how much planning you do, right, whatever it is, shaitan will ultimately, if he sees some good that's going to come out of it, his whole job is inna shaitan al insani la aduwwun mubin. Without a doubt, shaitan is an enemy to you. Okay? And many people, subhanAllah, never realize how much shaitan can have an influence on mankind and what they can do. So what did shaitan do? All he did was when the saqi left, the cupbearer went to the king's castle and he went inside the throne room, etc. And he saw himself surrounded by this gold and silver and these different fruits and grapes and these different cups and all these wondrous things that are there, this luxury of the dunya that is there. He brings it before his eyes and immediately he forgets, I should have talked about Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. This is what happens to all of us. All shaitan needs to do, fansahu shaitan. Shaitan makes you forget. How does he make you forget? He puts some dunya in your eyes. That's it. Just throw some dunya in their eyes and they'll forget, right? They'll forget what their job was. What is their responsibility? Many of us coming to America have forgotten that these non-Muslims need Islam and they need the dawah. Because we came here for a different purpose, a different maqsad, we forgot our main maqsad, which is what? When you're here, give the message of Islam to these people. You never know who will take that hidayah and run with this hidayah. And on the day of judgment, that will be on your hisab. You know, Mawla Tariq Jameel Sahib very beautifully used to say, he says that don't think about Mawla Tariq Jameel. Think about the one who gave da'wah to Mawlana Tariq Jameel. Because that person, while Mawlana is on the stage giving da'wah, he is, mashallah, raking in all the rewards. He's hit the jackpot, literally, subhanAllah, right? This is the jackpot of the akhirah. I want you all to hit the jackpot, halal jackpot, which is that you gave da'wah to a person, and this person took Islam to the farthest extreme, subhanAllah. You know, people, again, they think about big people in life, Bukhari. They think about Imam Bukhari, rahimullah. They think about Imam Malik, rahimullah. But they never consider who made Malik, Malik. Who made Bukhari, Bukhari. Right? Imam Bukhari, rahimullah ta'ala, he was born blind. And his mother used to cry every night before Allah, Ya Rab, my son cannot see. And so it's mentioned in the biographies of Imam Bukhari, rahimullah, that his mother one day saw Ibrahim alayhi salam in her dream and said, Ibrahim alayhi salam told her that your Allah has restored the sight of your son by the barakah of your du'as. This is what it is. What happens is, because of that, mashallah, and they said the ishara, the indication is, the same way Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam saved the millat-e Ibrahimiyya, the oneness of Allah ta'ala in the world. Say, Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, will become a person who will save the hadith of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's beautiful what a person can do through dua. People think about Imam Malik. Who's Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala? His mother used to, what did she used to do? She used to wake him up early, bring him to Fajr. He didn't want to. He's a young kid, 5 years old. Didn't want to go. SubhanAllah. And then his mother used to wake him up and we used to push him to move and things like that. And she used to tie onto his head the imamah, the turban. And she used to tell him that when you go to Rabi'ah Rai, when you go to Rabi'ah, one of the main teachers of Imam Malik, rahimallah, when you go to him, she said, learn his adab before you learn his ilm. SubhanAllah. These are the women that made Malik and Imam Bukhari. I'm giving you some snippets because I'm telling you, hit the jackpot, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Imam Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he stays in the jail for Allah knows how long, how many years. Bid'a sinin, Allah left it ambiguous. Some years, this year, or that years. Thereafter, Waqal al-Malik, we go to Act 3, scene 2. We go to the next part of the scene. What is it? Now we're inside the king's throne room. And he's called his majlis together. He's called all of these guys. Who are they? You know, when Sleepy Joe, when he brings out all of his, the majma'ah that he has, the majma'ah of Iblis and Shaitan that he brings, right? He brings all of them together. He has like the financial guy, the guy in finance, secretary of state, secretary of this, secretary of Iblis, whatever, whatever, many secretaries. They're all coming, secretaries, right? All of them coming in, right? And so now he has like this room where they go in, right? I forgot what it's called, like the command or control room. The situation room, Jazakumullah. The situation room, they bring everyone there. It's a big situation. The Malik, he calls in all of his ministers. All the Azizun are there. They're all sitting around in this circle, and the king is like, "I have a very, very pressing matter for everyone. It's a very serious matter." Inni ara, I saw in a dream. Like, king, come on! Like, I have to take care of the economy. Like, you're calling me in because why? I saw in my dream. I saw seven fat cows. Sab'a baqaratin simanin yakuluhunna sab'un ijaf. I saw seven fat cows. They're being eaten by seven skinny cows. وسبع سنبلات خضر أخرى يابسات. I saw seven nice firm stalks, right, like corn stalks. I saw very nice firm seven ones, and next day after I saw seven dry ones, right? And he goes and says, يا أيها الملأ, oh my noble elite, my ministers, my secretaries, أفتوني في رؤيا, yeah, tell me the interpretation of my dream. إن كنتم للرؤيا تعبرون, if you know interpretation of dream. Now I tell you, subhanAllah, there's a couple of things you learn from this, okay? Number one is that this a person thinks that a truthful dream is exclusive to a Muslim, that only Muslims can receive truthful dreams. From the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, we've already had three on record that they know they don't, it is not required for them to be Muslim for them to have a truthful dream. I tell this because why? Because many of us, subhanAllah, are very much deceived and deluded by our dreams. I talk about this a lot because I deal with too many ta'bir every day. And everyone sends me a dream every morning. I see a voice note. I see a voice note, 47 seconds, 1 minute second, 3 minutes, right? Some voice note, right? And I'm like, oh no, if it's after Fajr, oh no, it's only going to be a dream. I don't listen to it the whole day. I just, inshallah ta'ala, when I get the time. But people, subhanAllah, they see, you know, mashallah, this one brother came, I forgot where we were, in Aqiqah, I think. And he just came, he started telling me, he's like, what if I saw Shah Abdul Qadir in my dream, rahmatullahi alayhi? What if I saw Nabi Muhammad in my dream, rahmatullahi alayhi wasalam? What did I see Sayyidina, you know, Ibrahim alayhi salam? I was looking at the guy, you know, he smells like cigarettes, you know, and like he doesn't look anything. In my mind, it's because of my niceness or my tenderness with people that I'm not familiar with, right? That I was very, I said, brother, may Allah ta'ala accept, inshallah, make you like them, inshallah ta'ala. That's it, right? But in reality, listen, if the dream, if you had that dream, then take that as a sign from Allah for you to become a better person, right? This is what happens. A person sees the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their dream, and it's amazing. That's a fadl. That is a virtue, is a grace, a bounty from Allah ta'ala that you got to see the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that shaitan cannot come in my form. You are honored, but take advantage of that. Because it doesn't matter what you see in your dreams. Allah will not ask you about your khab. Allah will not ask you about your dreams. Allah will ask you what you did while you were awake. And that's what people forget. So when you have a truthful dream, mashallah, take it, take advantage of it. That's all I ask you. I tell people a lot of good things from dreams. They don't listen to half of them. They're like, no, maybe it's a different interpretation. Go to another mufti. Whatever, man. So I'm not getting paid for any of this. I should charge, right? I should charge them. Like $50 per interpretation. Then subhanAllah, maybe they'll take advantage, right? Or they'll leave me alone. Wallah alam. The thing is that subhanAllah, this person foremost, the Malik, he has a truthful dream. And the matter is that it can still be something which is possible to be interpreted. Okay? The second thing is that, you know, subhanAllah, at least in their time, what they understood is that the king, because of his position, like he had a very noble position. So the king, he thought that, look, this dream seems very significant. I saw it multiple times. And so he asked all of his secretaries and ministers, I need a favor from you. If you know the ta'bir, if you know the interpretation, give me the interpretation. In kuntum li ru'ya ta'burun. So now the ministers are looking at each other. No one's like, look, listen, we didn't go to study economics and finance and military and all these different strategies and all these different things to come into the situation room and to talk about a king's dream. So they said, قَالُوا أَدْغَاثُ أَحْلَامُ. So a jumble of nonsense dreams. They said a jumble, adghas, ahlam, nonsense dreams. They said a jumble of nonsense dreams. It's a waste of time, king. Everyone sees some weird stuff all the time. Right? Everyone sees some weird stuff all the time. You know, the other day, some brother said he saw himself swinging from tree, from building to building like Spider-Man. You know, subhanAllah, mashallah, you see a lot of stuff in your dream, right? Mashallah, some of us see hurun ayn. We all want hurun ayn, mashallah. And we all seen them in our dreams, mashallah ta'ala. I hope it was a good dream for you, inshallah. Don't tell your wife afterwards, right? This is the only thing I tell you. SubhanAllah, like you see something nice, mashallah. That's fine, subhanAllah. But they go and say, adghas ahlam, right? Many times people come with a khab, they think it's important. I tell you, look, it's not important. Just leave it alone. Shaitan was just messing with you, man. Man, subhanAllah, they see like some jinnat in their dream, right? Right? They see their jinnat in the dream. I said, okay, what were you watching the night before? Some horror movie. And then I was like, what did you think was going to happen? Like, subhanAllah, like, and other things that cause dreams to be messed up is what? Our eating. Our diet has a big impact on the dream that you receive. Many reasons why people don't receive truthful dreams like they used to. One of the main reasons why is because our food has become so tainted and poisoned with all the different chemicals and different things. You're not eating halal and tayyiba. Allah said pure halal, right? We're just eating halal, not the tayyib. Mashallah, I'm not knocking Mubimba's excellent cooking, mashallah. I hope you all get wonderful dreams from that, inshallah. But it is something you have to think about, how much oil are you digesting every day? May Allah make it easy for all of us, Ya Rab. The thing is that, so adghasu ahlam wa ma nahnu bi ta'wil ahlam bi alimin. He said this is a jumble of nonsense. We don't, and king, we don't know how to interpret dreams. The king was so upset. You know, like, could you imagine? They said, first and foremost, his dream was nonsense. And then secondly, they go and say, by the way, king, we don't know how to interpret this. So now he's frustrated. He's looking around, right? And none of the ministers are giving jawab. Now the guy who's there, the server boy, the cupbearer is there, and he is just pouring the cups for everybody. And he's listening to the dream because he's not allowed to. Look, he's the cupbearer, right? He's just a person who's a regular guy, right? But he's a khadim, he's a servant. But coincidentally, mashallah, tawfiqan, he's in the room, the situation room at the same time. So now he's pouring all the cups and he's listening to this. He's like, a dream. I had a dream. And I had my dream interpreted. Beautiful words in the Quran. Allah says, the one who was saved from both of them, the one who was saved, he remembered what dakara. He is dakara. He finally recalled that long ago something happened. How long after? Allah says, by the ummah. Like the duration of a whole nation going by, a whole ummah going by the ummah, he finally remembered it. Oh yeah, right. Yusuf in the jail. He doesn't, subhanAllah, but look at this person. He doesn't tell the king, I know a person named Yusuf, right? I know that this person is in the jail and this person was put there wrongly and all these different things. What did Yusuf Aslam want from him? He wanted him to speak about his innocence, right? And so he could have at that moment said the bara'ah of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, say the innocence, right? Speak that he was free, he's an innocent man. He goes and says, Ana unabbiukum bita'wili. I will give you the interpretation. Man's trying to take the credit. Could you imagine? Fa'arsilun, send me out. I'll get the interpretation for you. Not mentioning anything about it. And the Mufassirin writes because he didn't want anyone else to get this virtue. He wanted to go to Yusuf alayhi salam personally so then he could get the honor before the king. So now the man is walking, confidently he's walking, walk straight into the jail. He's the cupbearer of the king. Who would not let him into the jail? He's like, yes, I would like to see the man named Yusuf in the jail. So then they show him the cell of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. It's been years. Allah knows how long, 7, 9 years. Allah knows. Yusuf alayhi salam has become, you know, tired and exhausted. It's a jail cell, right? For Allah's sake, like subhanAllah, he's not living the most luxurious life, right? It's a difficult life in there. He comes up to the prison, the cell, right in front of the cell, and he goes and talks to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. He says, Yusuf ayyuha siddiq. He says, oh, Yusuf, the most truthful guy. What a wonderful, truthful person you are. Ayyuha siddiq, right? Bara'atul istihlal, right in Arabic. He uses as highly as he can praise Yusuf alayhi salam. He goes and says, Yusuf, the most truthful guy. Ayyuha siddiq. Aftina, can you please give me the interpretation? He literally tells the whole dream again in front of Yusuf alayhi salam. Okay, now listen, now put yourself in these shoes, and this is when you get to learn, inshallah, where I get to learn a very important lesson. I haven't seen this person in seven something, Allah knows how many years. And after this, subhanAllah, he comes to me, not telling me, sorry. He should at least apologize, right? Something. I'm sorry, I forgot. Something he should say, some nice words. Instead of that, he comes and says, hey, Yusuf, ayyuha siddiq, can you please give me the fatwa for this, please? Man, subhanAllah, if I was in that cell, I would have punched him in the face from the cell. I would hit him so hard. It's like, man, I gave you one job to do. This is what happens to a lot of these kids. We give them one job, they never do the one job. Right, subhanAllah, we're trying to train them, right? Just one job. And then what? Ansani, shaitan. Oh no, I'm sorry, Hazrat Maulana. I forgot. Right, subhanAllah, right? What can you do, right? Everyone needs khidmat training, right? We need khidmat training. You saw us try to give him khidmat training. The guy left for seven something years. Well, so then in case he comes and he goes and says, please, can you give me the interpretation? At this moment, subhanAllah, I don't think anyone would say that you are not justified. That if you wanted to be angry at this person and upset at this person, you have full right to be frustrated and mad. Okay, you have full right to be frustrated and mad. But the Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam teaches us Jamalul Akhlaq, the beauty of good character. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he goes and says, you know, because he knows the interpretation. What is the interpretation? The interpretation is there's going to be 7 years of them having lots of rain and lots of produce and lots of greenery and all these different vegetations are going to come out for the next 7 years. And then the next 7 years is going to be a drought. This is the ta'bir of the ru'ya. This is the interpretation of the dream. The dream is merely to tell the king, 7 years is going to be good, 7 years is going to be bad. That's all the interpretation is. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is such an amazing person because he sees that if I don't give this man the interpretation and I don't help him out and I don't provide some assistance here, Thousands upon thousands of people will die from the drought. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he becomes what we want to say to everyone, be the bigger person. Be the adult. When we act like bachcha ki tarah, when we act like children, I see a lot of people fight like children. They get angry, they start yelling and shouting and like about to beat each other up and all these different things. I said, man, be the adult in the room, be the bigger person. Now, subhanAllah, when you have a marriage, right, subhanAllah, has been going so well, functioning, mashallah, functioning. I don't say like perfect, but functioning, right? The functions, the gears are turning, mashallah. A little rusty here and there. Everyone gets a little rust here and there, right? But it's moving, right? The car is moving, mashallah, right? And then what happens is what? Someone tries to be the child. It happens. Every marriage happens. Sometimes the husband is a child, sometimes the wife is a child. Someone acts like a little child again, and they say something so rude and offensive and mean and horrible, right? And you had the worst day of your life, right? You had the worst day of your life. Your back is hurting. You've been driving for hours. You're going through such headaches and hardships, right? And then you get the phone call from her, and she says, "What a terrible person you are! I can't believe you went out for this long, this and that." And then you're just like, "This is the time, man! Like this is the time, and this is the time you need to remember Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, because this is the wife of my children. She's the daughter of someone else." And she has full right to speak to me because who else she's going to talk to? This is what you need to learn. And this is what people unfortunately today have forgotten. Everyone gets so mad at a Muslim brother. I get so bothered, subhanAllah. This Muslim brother is my Muslim brother at the end of the day. No matter how it is, no matter how much he offended you, bothered you, Allah Ta'ala gave him kalima, La ilaha illa Muhammadur Rasulullah. Because my Habib, Allah loves you, I love you. That's it. I don't care how offended you get. I will come to you with roses and flowers and cakes every single time. Because we should not let these small differences break the unity of Muslims. MashaAllah, brilliant, mashaAllah, alhamdulillah, has a beautiful tawfiq from Allah. That alhamdulillah, many people from different countries and different areas, mashaAllah, come together. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil, alhamdulillah. Everyone should say alhamdulillah. It's a great ni'mah of Allah Ta'ala. Really it is. Unity brings us strength. This unity brings in shaitan. This is what we find. So alhamdulillah, listen. Let everything under the bridge, water under the bridge, let everything go. Think about the bigger picture. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he doesn't just tell the man the dream's interpretation. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he says, look, tazra'una sab'a sinina da'aban. He says, you're going to continuously, without fail, 7 years, going to keep planting and growing, planting and growing, planting and growing, crop after crop, continue to grow. Invest in all your stocks, not those stocks, the stocks. Okay, those stocks, right? Da'aban, fama hasatum fihi fadharuhu fi sumbulihi. Whatever you grow in that time, as massive as much as you can grow, leave it in there. Don't take it out. Illa qalilam, just eat a little bit. Mimma ta'kulun. Whatever you need, a little bit of it you can eat and consume for yourself. But majority of it, leave it in the produce, in the stocks. Leave it there. Right? Thumma ya'ti min ba'di dhalika sab'un shidad ya'kulna ma qaddamtu lahun. Then Yusuf alayhi salam says, then afterwards, after those 7 years go, I want you all to take out from those crops and stocks that you saved and eat from them, because they're going to be very 7 difficult years. إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِمَّا تُحْسِنُونَ, except for a little bit that you're keeping so that next year you can still grow stuff, right? Then he says, ثُمَّ يَتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَامٌ يُغَاثُ النَّاسُ فِيهِ عَصِيرٌ. He says, after the 14 years of good and evil and good and hardship coming in, the 15th year, finally, you're going to get a year of comfort where it's going to rain like beautiful. And then that day you can squeeze grapes and do whatever you want again. Yusuf alayhi salam does not give him just the interpretation. Yusuf alayhi salam gives him a whole economic plan for 15 years. Masrooda, mashallah, running a company, if someone could give you this much advice, that'd be great. We don't even have, people are planning, like, I asked someone, what is your future plans? I don't know, Mulana. I don't know, Mulana. Please make dua for me, Mulana. I know, subhanAllah, we don't have any economic plans. We have no plans. We're not thinking. We're thinking maybe this and this and this, right? Or maybe, mashallah, we plan for our dunya. But subhanAllah, if we only plan for our hereafter. Allah, because someone asked me, he said, I'm thinking about which stocks today, actually. Someone said, I'm thinking about which stocks to invest in. I said that, well, you can give some sadaqah and Allah will put barakah in whatever you do, right? Through your sadaqah. He said, yeah, I don't really think I have the money for that. People drive me crazy. I tell you, man, Ajib. I gave him the easy stuff. I said, there's a masjid in Bangladesh. $50 can build like a whole like room, like subhanAllah, right? So something for small. Allah maaf kira. You know, Allah forgive us. Sadaqah will protect you. If you want to make a good investment, start with investment with Allah. And thereafter, inshallah, you see what Allah will grow afterwards. Having said that, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam gives him 15 years of a plan. Extraordinary, free of cost, nothing. The man didn't even wait. He left. The cupbearer, he's just like, okay, thank you. And he left. He left Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam in that position. He goes to the king. He walks all the way back, confidently back to the king. And he says, oh king, this is the interpretation of the dream. Now, could you imagine what kind of person this is? Not even bothering telling him that this is where I learned it from, etc. The king hears it from him, and then he says, listen, I know you. I've been with you. You can't do this. Tell me where you got the information from. And now, subhanAllah, we see something very deep, that when people put their hands in there, they forget about the hand of Allah. When people put their hands in there, they forget about the hand of Allah, that which Allah is guiding everyone. Like a beautiful, it's just like a chessboard. One piece here, one piece here, one piece here. The king says, look, this is not from you. Tell me where you got it from. And then he goes and says, there's a man in the jail, and his name is Yusuf, and he interpreted my dream years ago, you know, seven something, so much long time ago, he interpreted my dream. And I went to him, and then I gave him the ta'bir of this dream, and he gave me the ta'bir, beautiful interpretation he gave. The king said, he said, look, go back. He goes and says to one of his messengers, he says, go back to him and go and tell him that I need you. You need to come to me. The king is calling you to come. The king wants you in his presence. Yusuf alayhi salam, mashallah, is finally getting the ticket out of jail. What a happy moment it is for him. So the falamma ja'a rasul, when the messenger comes, Yusuf alayhi salam looks at him. He sees him. And this is again from the genius of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. He says, qala arji' ila rabbik. He says, go back. Go back. Right? Wapas jao. Go back. What did he say? He says, fas'al, ask the king, ma balu niswati allati qatta'na yadihun. Go back and ask the king, what is the matter with the woman who cut their hands? Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he praised Yusuf alayhi wa sallam. He said, may Allah have mercy on Yusuf alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the sabr and the humility and everything he is, he says, I couldn't do what Yusuf alayhi wa sallam did. Yusuf alayhi wa sallam saying out of his humility, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I couldn't do what Yusuf alayhi wa sallam did. He was in the jail for so long, and the key to get out of the jail was right in his hand. But Yusuf alayhi wa sallam says, please go back and fix my honor before I get out. I'm not coming out dhalil. I will not come out disgraced. He had the sabr and the tahammul to bear and wait just to see, let the king fix this situation and then I'll leave. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, may Allah bless Yusuf. I could not do what he did. So now, subhanAllah, the king hears and he's like, oh yeah, yeah, there was a case, right? There was a case where women were cutting their hands, right? And Yusuf Alaihi Wasallam is very intelligent. I told you, ta'wilul hadith. Yusuf Alaihi Wasallam has the best of speech. So Yusuf Alaihi Wasallam, he said, ask him, what is the matter with these women? So now the king will be interested. So then what will the king do? He will look around for the cases, and you'll hear about some women that cut their hands in the house of the Aziz, right? And so then the king will press on further, because once you got an investigation going, right, CSI, you want to keep going. So then what did he do? The investigation, he's like, oh yes, there were women here. And Yusuf alayhi salam was in the house of the Aziz. And prior to that, after the tafahush and an investigation, he said the wife of the minister was also there too. So Yusuf alayhi salam throws in one seed, and he's able to see where it's going to go. He said one word, balun niswa, like that, just what's the matter with the woman? And the king immediately brings all the women and the wife of the minister too. Everyone is before them now. And now the king says, qala ma khatbukunna, idrawatunna Yusuf an nafsi. He said, what was your matter that you were to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam against himself? The king was so adept and he figured it out. He said, why did you try to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam? Why did you try to seduce Yusuf? And they said that, قُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ. They said, my God, no, 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 no. مَا عَلِمْنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سُوءٍ. They said, no, no, no. My God, never. Never. We can't even imagine. We don't know any evil that comes from this boy Yusuf. Immediately at that moment, they admit it and they tell their fault directly to the king. They say, no, oh, king, he didn't do anything to us. He didn't touch us at all. We don't know any evil whatsoever from him. Complete bara'ah, complete freedom for those women. Now, when those women start to speak, the wife of the minister, Imra'at al-Aziz, qalat Imra'at al-Aziz, al-ana hashas al-haq. She said, at this moment now, the truth has become completely clear. Hashasa. The truth has become manifestly clear. There's no doubt about it. She says, at this moment, I have to tell the truth. She goes and says that, ana rawattu an nafsi, wa innahu lamina as-sadiqin. She says, I tried to seduce him against himself, and he is from the truthful ones. The shahada came from the enemy. The shahada came from the adu. Right? Al-fadlu ma shahidat bihi al-a'da. They say in Arabic that the true virtue and honor is what your enemies could say about you. Right? That's why, mashallah, they praise Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimullah. His enemy was Richard. Richard, when he used to get sick, Salahuddin Ayyubi used to send him mitai and sweets. He was the leader of the crusaders, right? So then he used to send him sweets, and he used to send him ice to cool him down and everything. He was a very amazing person, Salahuddin Ayyubi. People could not fault him on his character, mashallah. Even Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah ta'ala, you know, I can give you story after story about sabr. Because I feel, unfortunately, may Allah forgive us, but we're very impatient. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Everyone wants that right now, right now, right now, my haqq needs to be established. I need to be shown that I am innocent, etc., etc. And we all fight for this and we lose sleep over this. But what Yusuf alayhi salam is teaching us is, look, after some time, if you give it time, if you are in the right, al-an has al-haq, the truth by itself will become clear. And Allah will not only make your friends give shahada for you, but even your enemies will give shahada for you too. The woman of the minister, the wife of the minister says, al-an has al-haq, ana rawatu an nafsihi, wa innahu lamin as-sadiqin. And so we see from this that she gives the testimony from herself that I messed him up. I tried to do something with him. He is such a truthful man. Take him out of jail. A beautiful, beautiful, subhanAllah. This is the reward for people who have sabr. This is so sweet. This is the thing that people all, unfortunately, they miss out on. The sweetness at the end is what we're looking for. SubhanAllah, a person spent their whole life praying salah. Allahu Akbar, could you imagine? MashaAllah, I just want to give you something, like, because I think one brother was talking about, he saw like five or six people when he saw them at the time of their death. Right, and the time of death is a very terrifying time. And he said something that really just stuck with me. It was what he said, that death is something you can never avoid, no matter what you try to do. If it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. It comes at this time. Al maut laysa minhu al faut. Death is never missed. It comes at the exact time, no matter what doctor you have in the room. He said the cancer specialist got cancer himself and died. This is what he said. Like, subhanAllah, it's just a reality for people. But I want to tell someone, like, Allahu Akbar. Like, in my heart, what I see is that a person who spent their whole life worshiping Allah, living for Allah, breathing for Allah, doing for Allah, giving sadaqah for Allah, being happy for Allah, going through sabr for Allah, doing everything. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillah. They gave everything for Allah, right? They prayed their salah for Allah. They prayed tahajjud for Allah. They did so much for Allah. Their whole life revolved around Allah. At the time of death, what kind of kalima will they get from their mouth? La ilaha illallah. At that time, subhanAllah, the kalima will come out so beautiful, mashallah. And that first kalima that you say is the doorway to go meet Allah. Because after you leave this world, my brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the reality of everything. As I'm telling you right now, Shaquille is here, but 100 years later, where does he go? Where is he now? People, subhanAllah, they fight and fight over titles and this and this and this. But I tell you, subhanAllah, the money you had, one day will go away. The wealth you had, one day will go away. All this stuff is temporary. All of it is temporary. Even your life is temporary. Everything will go away one day, and only thing that will remain is your amal. And that's what a person needs to work on, but we don't work on it. Sayyidina Yusuf is teaching us something so profound, mashallah. It's amazing this lesson we're learning from this. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, you made sabr your whole life worshipping Allah. That sweetness of the kalima at the time of death, nothing can replace it. Nothing can replace it. The shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I need all to remember, the shaheed, the one who's a martyr in the path of Allah, they say that his death feels like the prick of a thorn. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. I want you to think about the martyrs of the Philistines. Ya Allah, grant them nusra and afiyah, Ya Rabb. The shuhada from them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the time of death for the shaheed is like the pricking of a thorn of an ant. Just it pinches you. It's very light. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said everyone who leaves this world never wants to come back. Illa shaheed, except for the martyr, because the martyr, what do they want? They want to come back to give their life again. And they want to come back to give it again. Rasulullah said, he wishes you could come back. Yuhya, summa yuma, summa, uhya, summa umid, summa uhya, summa umid, summa uhya, summa amid. Rasulullah said, I wish I could come and I should give life and I can go and die again as a shaheed. And I wish I can do it again and again and again. Rasulullah said in one hadith, 10 times he said it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man who went through such suburbs, subhanAllah. You know, Allahu Akbar. And I want you, mashallah, just to think about it. Where am I going to be after 100 years? People are thinking engineer, doctor, and all these different things. Listen, I'm telling you, this title will only be beneficial if you use it for the sake of Allah. If you don't use it for Allah's sake, some people think when I talk about dunya, I tell you not to become rich. I always tell these kids, I tell you all, right? To become like Elon Musk, right? Jeff Bezos, right? I tell them all the time. I say, I want you to be as wealthy as them, but I want you to have the heart of a Sahabi. Because I tell you, Beshak, Uthman radiallahu anhu had more money than you and I could even imagine. You and I wish we had that. But subhanAllah, his heart was more the most amazing, generous thing. May Allah give us understanding. ذَلِكَ لِيَعْلَمَ أَنِّي لَمْ أَخُنْهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. That's so that Yusuf, he starts to speak again. He said, that's so that he can know, لَمْ أَخُنْهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. I wasn't treacherous when he wasn't there. وأن الله, and I want you all to know, because you're wondering, why would the minister's wife ever expose herself? You ever think about that? Why after 15 long years she's going to open her mouth, or so many years she's going to open her mouth and say something, right? Why would the woman ever admit it, right? You're thinking to yourself like, Mola, that's because he's a Nabi Yusuf, right? To Nabi Yusuf hai. Main to banda ho. Right? I'm just a normal ordinary guy. Main to insan ho. I'm not a big guy. I don't have anything special about me. Listen, Yusuf Aisham tells you why an enemy would admit their fault. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ. He says, Allah will never guide the plan of the people who are treacherous. Allah says, if anyone messed with you, Allah says, don't worry, I have your back. وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَى أَمْرِهِ. You don't have to worry. That's what I'm telling people. Don't worry. Don't worry. The same people that used to hate you will come and ask you questions and ask and love with love and affection. The same people that hated you. I'm telling you, they'll come some way to you. We've seen it over and over and over again in our lives. And I make dua that if you're going through these difficult situations, Allah show you that reality, Ya Rab. So what happens? وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ. At this moment, Yusuf alayhi salam is at the top of the world. Could you imagine where he's at right now? The feeling in the heart. The amazing feeling that finally, after so many years, it worked out, right? Amazing, right? At this moment, we and I would probably take out our phone that we didn't have in the jail cell for 7 years. Said, just got out of jail. You know, 1 out of 5 stars. Miserable jail. You know, like, we give it a rating on, like, you know, Zabiha.com or something, right? We start, you know, we're a miserable place. You know, subhanAllah. We say all these ajeeb things, subhanAllah. Right? We start getting so... the idea of becoming pomp and arrogant and feeling like it was my plan. You know, this is what happens, right? People, unfortunately, they think it was because of my strategy, my technique, right? Utitu ala ilmin indi. Baba, just 5 minutes, man. I'm almost done. Good boy. Amazing boy, mashallah. Good guy, good guy. Amazing. Allah bless him. Make him a great alim, maulana, hafiz al-deen, ya Rab. Say ameen. Mashallah. Every kid that gets on the minbar, I think one day, inshallah, they'll give khutbah from the minbar. You never know, right? Inshallah. Make big dreams, right? Hope from Allah. So this Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, ubarri'u nafsi. He says, look, I don't exonerate. I don't say my nafs is innocent. He says, I don't say my nafs is innocent. Yusuf alayhi salam is saying such a beautiful, mutawadi'an lillah. Amazing humility he has. Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu. He says, surely the nafs is always forcing and inclining and pushing us. Lissu, it's always telling us to do evil things. Illa ma rahima rabbi, except for that which my Allah gives mercy on. Yusuf Alism tells us something I want everyone to remember. Look, your nafs is never your friend. Your nafs is not someone you're supposed to trust. What is the nafs? It is the desires which Allah has put inside you. It pushes you towards haram, right? It wants ease, it wants comfort, it wants luxury. It wants you to think about dunya. It doesn't want you to think about death. It doesn't want you to think about the hereafter. It wants you to have luxury now. It all it does is what amaratun bisu. All it does is forces you and pushes you towards evil. Sayyidina Yusuf is giving a lifelong lesson for all of us. While he's leaving the jail, he's telling all of us, وَمَا أُبَرِّيُ نَفْسِي. I don't exonerate, I don't free my nafs from its weakness and evil. He's humble. He's a Nabi. Allah has purified his nafs. Okay? He is a pure nafs, mashallah. But he's saying this so you and I can get a reminder, إِنَّ النَّفْسْ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّ. That you have an evil demon inside you. You're not going to be guided through that demon. Your challenge is to ride that animal and use it in the way to bring you to Allah Ta'ala. Don't follow your desires. People thinking, oh yeah, if I fall into haram one time, or if I do this one time, oh yeah, just one time. That one time will become 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, before you become addicted and you don't never want to leave that nafs anymore. So you need to do what? You need to surrender yourself to Allah. Allah Ta'ala, He gives us a beautiful dua in the tongue of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. People should know this dua. I use it a lot. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, all the ever living, all living, Al Qayyum, the one who always remains. Bi rahmatika, by your mercy, astaghith, I'm desperately seeking your help. Aslih li nafsi, aslih li shatni kulla, rectify and purify my matter completely. Wala takilni, don't leave me ila nafsi tarfata ayn, don't leave me to my nafs for even a single moment, a single blink of an eye. Rasulullah said, Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha, Allah grant my nafs is taqwa. Wazakiha, purify, anta khayru man zakkaha, you're the best of those who can purify. Make these duas. If you're having a nafs problem, you can't go to sleep because you can't. You want to look at haram, you want to do all these haram things, make dua to Allah, cry to Allah, beg to Allah. Allah will solve your problem. It's not going to get solved by you just sitting down and saying, oh, I'm doomed. That's it. قَدَ قَامَتِ الْقِيَامَةِ. All right, you know, whatever. You have to fight, inshallah. إِلَّا مَا رَحْمَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم محمد. إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورُ رَحِيمُ. I'm sorry. Thereafter, the king calls Yusuf alayhi salam in, right? Yusuf alayhi salam leaves the jail. They said it was such a beautiful scene. When Yusuf alayhi salam left the jail, All the prisoners were crying for him. All the guards were crying for him. They said, "We never had such an amazing person in the jail like you were. You were such a blessing to be here." Because at that moment, Yusuf Islam took a shower, he cleaned up properly, right? And he got to put on, they gave him the ring, they gave him a crown, they gave him beautiful jubba and clothing and everything. And they brought him with the turban that he had. They brought him in front of the king, mashallah, because he has to go in front of the king. And the king talks to him, right? فَلَمَّا كَلَّمَهُ قَالَ إِنَّكَ الْيَوْمَ لَدَيْنَا مَكِينٌ أَمِينٌ. The king says, "Bring him. I want to bring him especially for myself." And when the king talks to him, he's like, "Wow, what an intelligent man this man Yusuf is." He said, "Today you are Makin and you are Amin. You are in a trustworthy state and you are a fortified, protected individual." He said, "You are now one of mine." He says, "You are with me." And so now Yusuf Islam thought and he said, "Qala ja'alni ala khaza'in al-ard." He said, "Look, if I'm going to be here, I need to take care of a job, okay? And that job is make me the minister, make me the one who takes care of the affairs of all the treasures of the earth. Inni hafizun alim." He said, "I am able to protect it and I'm very knowledgeable about these things." This is the place where you're allowed to mention your qualities in front of people, right? Like you go in, for example, I tell all these kids, "Look, Muftir Amin Sab, our teachers, hafizahullah, they bashed us and bashed us and bashed us. They made us think that we're nothing, we're worse than nothing, right? Because why? Because you should not think you are something. Because in reality, we're all nothing. Allah Ta'ala by His fadl and karam is the only reason why we're here right now. It's only by Allah. Only by Allah." But what just happens is what? You come into an interview and you go and the guy says, "Okay, sir, I see that you have a nice resume here. Can you please describe yourself?" "I'm nothing." "Okay, could you tell us about yourself?" "I'm a nobody. I'm the lowest person in the world. I'm the most ignorant and the most evil person in the world." They're like, "Okay, I guess he doesn't want the job." Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, subhanAllah, there's a time and place for things, right? There's a time and place. If you know you're the Hafiz, for God's sake, subhanAllah, this is something I need to teach every student that finishes their hifz or knows Quran. If you have tajweed, it's not okay for you to be in the back and say, "Let someone else lead the salah." Does that make sense? Because you know that they're going to make mistakes and they're going to get guna for the tilawah, whereas you have tajweed and you have ilm and you should be leading the salah. It's something that I had to convince myself multiple times. Trust me. Because why? Because we all feel very insignificant. But look, if you have the right, you have the ability, Allah will ask you, "Why didn't you take advantage? Why didn't you take the position here?" Because you should have been leading the salah. Something everyone needs to remember. Okay, not just about salah, but many other things. Everyone does, "I nothing, I'm nothing, I'm nothing," all the time, subhanAllah, the masjid, nothing will be established. Okay? You are some, Allah gave you ilm. Okay? Allah gave me ilm of deen. I have a knowledge of deen. I know things. And I'll teach you from what I know. I will tell you if I don't know. I don't know, but you can't at that moment go and say, "I'm a nothing." Okay, so Yusuf Islam does this, and subhanAllah, the king, he adorns him and makes him the primary minister. What do you call them? The prime minister, right? Right? I'm from America, so we use president in other words. The prime minister is the one that, even though you have a king who sits at the throne, he's the one who takes care of everything else. So Yusuf Islam becomes that Aziz. The mighty Aziz, which people will come to and ask him for anything that they need from the kingdom, they will not go to the king, the Malik. They'll come to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. This is a nobility he got. وَكَذَلِكَ Allah says finally, مَكَّنَّا يُوسُفُ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. Allah says like that, we gave Yusuf alayhi salam a place in the land. Wherever he wants to go, يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. Wherever he wants, he'll go. نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ. We will give our mercy to whoever we want. وَلَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah said the reward of the good doers will never be wasted. And Allah tells us something very important. Yusuf alayhi salam is the king. Could you imagine what, isn't that so nice? Isn't that beautiful? Don't go to sleep on me right now, okay? Isn't that amazing? 100%. To become the one who runs a country, could you imagine the feeling and the respect and the honor? Allah says at the end of this, "Wala ajrul akhirati khayrul ladina taqaw." Allah Ta'ala says that the ajr of the hereafter is better and best for those who have taqwa. Allah says, you think the kingdom of Egypt is something? Allah says, wait till you leave this world and you go to Jannah and then you see what Allah has prepared for you there, you'll never wish to come over here again. We have to remember this, inshallah. My final thing I need to ask you, could this have happened if Yusuf alayhi salam was not in the jail? I remind everyone, subhanAllah, when you look back in your life, and I want you all to do this, inshallah, look back in your life and see the blessing of the trial that you were in. The shukr that you need to do on that imtihan, because if you didn't go through that, you might have not received what Allah wanted you to receive. Because Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam would not have received this if he wasn't in the well, and he would not have received it if he wasn't in the jail. But because of these two things, Allah gave him that honor and fadl. I want you all, inshallah, to make that fikr. I went through a trial, but what good came out of that trial? And then you can finally say, Alhamdulillah, thank you for that trial. May Allah grant us tawfiq, inshallah. That's the end of Act Three. Allah knows, maybe after Christmas or something, in New Year's, maybe we'll have another program. Maybe, inshallah. Who knows if it snows or something. May Allah grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. Allow us to become people, inshallah, that have the ability to go through these trials with a smile. Allow us to become people that, inshallah, we take from the guidance of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Allow us to become people, inshallah, with quwwah and strength, inshallah. Those people that can worship Allah ta'ala night and day, day and night, inshallah ta'ala. Before I leave you, inshallah, just very quickly, we have, mashallah, a Rawda Masjid. It's from our Sheikh Abdul Qadir, mashallah, wonderful individual, a very close friend of mine, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, I went to this masjid, mashallah, ta'ala. It's a wonderful place, really it is. They have so many students, alhamdulillah, so many active and engaged students, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. And mashallah, very much a beautiful place where Islam is being taught, Quran is being taught, Hadith is being taught. A beautiful place, mashallah, ta'ala. They're looking, alhamdulillah, they have the first floor. They're looking to renovate and to fix the basement floor, inshallah, ta'ala. And so this is their urgent need from everyone here, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Burlington, mashallah, has been blessed with two extra fundraisers right last 2 weeks, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, you've been honored and blessed with another opportunity from Allah to build your sadaqah jariyah before you leave this world. So inshallah, I want everyone, inshallah ta'ala, to make that himmah that inshallah that I will build this masjid for the sake of Allah. And give whatever you can, inshallah. Whatever you can, you give. Never be that anyone comes in front of you with an amazing bounty before you, except you gave something for the sake of Allah ta'ala. May Allah give us that reward and ajr al-khayr, inshallah. Please, while you're waiting for the food, please drop a donation. Jazakumullah khairan. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.